This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
Now, we may not all be nuclear scientists, but most of us are pretty sure about one piece of nuclear knowledge. We all reckon that radioactivity has a green glow. You see, most of us have seen the opening sequence of any episode of The Simpsons. Homer Simpson downs tools when the knocking-off bell rings at the nuclear power plant where he works. The radioactive material that he accidentally flips down the back of his shirt is quite clearly glowing green. So there's one undeniable example of radioactivity having a green glow. And even back in the real world, hospital patients will laconically say that they've had so many x-rays that they glow in the dark. And indeed, the phrase "glow in the dark" is used as a metaphor for radioactivity. Radioactivity has been around almost since the Big Bang, but we began to understand it only in 1896. In that year, the French scientist Henri Becquerel discovered that uranium ores had the power to fog up photographic plates. The previously undiscovered radiation from the uranium was doing the fogging. In general, radioactivity happens in atoms that are unstable. The core or nucleus of an unstable atom loses some energy by squirting it out, either as particles or radiation. The particles can be alpha particles or beta particles, while the radiation is gamma radiation. Radioactivity has the potential to damage the cells in living tissue to varying degrees. Alpha particles can be stopped by a few centimeters of air or even a sheet of paper or your skin. But if something that emits alpha particles gets inside your body and rests up against some cells and bypasses the protective layer of your skin, it can damage those cells. Beta particles have more penetrating power but can be stopped by a thin sheet of aluminium. Gamma particles have the most penetrating power and so can be stopped only by materials with greater density and/or thickness, such as concrete or lead. Now here's the core to busting the green glow of radioactivity myth. Our bodies simply do not have sensors that can detect alpha particles, or beta particles, or gamma rays. Radioactivity is invisible to us. It's not green or any other colour, it's totally invisible. This makes working with radioactive materials potentially dangerous. And this is why very specific occupational health and safety regulations have been set up for workers in the industry. They have to wear special radiation exposure detection badges precisely because radioactivity is invisible. But what about the green glow of the radium-painted watches and nighttime navigation instruments? Well, yes, from around 1913 to the 1960s, they did contain radium and they did glow green. But the radium itself did not give off a green glow. The radium was mixed with a chemical called a phosphor, made from silver and zinc sulfide. The radium gave off alpha particles, which hit the atoms in the phosphor. The alpha particles forced the electrons in those atoms to jump to a higher energy level. And when the electrons fell back down to their original energy level, they gave off a greenish glow. Hence the myth of anything radioactive having a green glow. Now, back in the early part of the 20th century, there was the tragic case of the so-called radium girls. The US Radium Corporation made these green glowing paints, which they sold under the name Undark. The workers, all women, painted highlights on about 250 watch dials each day and were paid about 1.5 cents per dial. They were encouraged to keep their brushes with a fine point by using their tongues or their lips. They suffered horrible diseases from the radiation and died terrible deaths. And even today, some of their graves are radioactive. But the radium that killed them did not have a green glow. It was the phosphor that glowed green. Now, also in some very uncommon cases, radioactive materials can give off charged particles travelling at very high velocities. These particles can interact with the immediate environment to create a glow. This environment can include the oxygen, nitrogen and water molecules in the air immediately around them, or water in nuclear storage tanks, or water molecules that the radioactive materials absorb. But in general, don't think that you can recognise radioactivity by its green glow. That's about as see-through as little green men.
What does it mean? Why is it so?